Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. The Cathedral of Notre Dame was heavily damaged in April 2019 by a disastrous fire, and although its largest historical organ managed to survive, there was much devastation. Strangely, we already had a Harmonia program in the pipeline exploring the musical legacy of this great cathedral. As a result, this hour's Harmonia program has in some ways turned out to be a meditation on impermanence as we listen to music connected to Notre Dame and Paris, and also later in the program as we pay tribute to Michael Jaffe, co-founder and longtime director of the Waverly Consort, who passed away on June 15, 2019, at the age of 81.
Restituas a sorte pura.
An anonymous conductus in the medieval Notre Dame style, performed by the Hilliard Ensemble from their classic 1988 ECM CD, Paratine. The world watched in horror on April 15, 2019, as the great cathedral of Notre Dame burned, its spire dramatically melting in flames and crashing to the ground. For musicians, it was particularly poignant. In the medieval period, Notre Dame Cathedral was home to a whole school of cutting-edge musical activity. This encompassed a number of musical developments, from the distinct style known as Notre Dame polyphony and its iconic composers Léonin and Paratine, to the innovations in notation of melody and rhythm. It's not an exaggeration to say that a lot of Western polyphonic music is rooted in the rich organum tradition that developed in and around Paris in the 13th century. This music resonated throughout Notre Dame Cathedral as the city of Paris grew and changed around it. This is the Sanctus from the Mass for the Nativity of the Virgin, music from the 13th century Notre Dame Cathedral. We heard the Sanctus and Communion from Mass for the Nativity of the Virgin, attributed to Léonin or possibly Pérotin. During the Renaissance, many composers at the Cathedral of Notre Dame looked back to this so-called Ars Antiqua style of polyphony for inspiration. Henri Frémard was one such composer, even though he composed in the 17th century in a decidedly Renaissance style. We'll hear the Kyrie, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei from Frémard's 1642 Missa ad Placitum.
Thank you.
excerpts from Missa ad Placitum by Henri Frémard. Christopher Jackson directed Studio de Musique Ancien de Montréal. While Frémard and his contemporaries wrote music in a conservative, Ars Antiqua-inspired style, a few composers challenged this practice. It's no surprise that a composer like André Campra, known as an opera and ballet composer, wasn't content to use exclusively a cappella singing for sacred music at the cathedral, and added violins to support the choir. Here is music from Campra's first book of motets, Tota Pulchra Es, performed by Ensemble Aquilon.
Thank you.
We heard André Campra's Tota Pulchra Es from his first book of motets, published in 1695, performed by Ensemble Aquilon. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're listening to the sounds of music associated with Notre Dame Cathedral. As we heard with Campra's violins, the vibrant musical activity at this famous cathedral was continually impacted by changing musical tastes as they developed in Paris. Moving back in time a bit, Pierre Sertan worked as a clerk for matins at Notre Dame in 1529. He generally fulfilled his musical duties, but was fined for playing hooky from a service and for playing ball in the square outside the cathedral. Luckily, his youthful indignation didn't cost him his career or time in prison. As part of his jobs at Notre Dame and later Saint-Chapelle, Sertan wrote sacred music, as you might expect, but we most remember him for his colorful chansons. Here are J'ai le rebours and Par un matin, la belle s'est levée.
J'ai le rebours de ce que je souhaite. J'ai converti en joie contrefaite tout le plaisir que perdre craigne tant. J'ai du mal tant que le cœur me fend de voir l'amour défait. J'ai du mal tant que le cœur me fend de voir l'amour des fêtes. Plus je connais l'amour sûr et parfait, plus me déplaît de l'avoir imparfaite. Si j'en ai ri, j'en pleure. J'ai du mal tant que le cœur me fend de voir l'amour des fêtes. J'ai du mal tant que le cœur me fend de voir l'amour des fêtes.
Tant que le cœur me fend. a pris son seau de là du lait du long de l'eau, a pris son seau à l'eau s'en est allé,
a pris son seau de là du lait du long de l'eau, a pris son seau à l'eau s'en est allé.
Music from mid-16th century Paris, two chansons by Pierre Serton. Denis Raisin d'Adre led Ensemble Douce Mémoire on their 2014 Zigzag Territories release, Chansonnette, Frisquette, Joliette et Godinette. This week on Harmonia, we've been listening to music associated with the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Interestingly, the original version of this program was written before the terrible fire that occurred at Notre Dame in April 2019. As the world watched the awful sight of the spire crashing to the ground, I was reminded of the many spiritual teachings that emphasize the impermanence of all things, even things that seem as enduring as an 850-year-old cathedral. It seems fitting, therefore, to dedicate the last segment of our program this week to the memory of an early music pioneer, Michael Jaffe, who co-founded the Waverly Consort in 1964 with his wife Kay. He passed away on June 15, 2019, at the age of 81. When Michael Jaffe and Kay Cross met at New York University in 1959, they may not have been able to foresee that together they would found one of the most well-known early music ensembles in the United States, and I would say even the world, the Waverly Consort. The group's repertoire has covered a vast variety of early music, from medieval European music to 18th and 19th century American. Over the years, they've been joined by an illustrious list of wonderful early music performers, both vocalists and instrumentalists.
Thank you.
Lamento di Tristano, played by the Waverly Consort, directed by Michael Jaffe, from the CD Douce Dame, Music of Courtly Love from Medieval France and Italy, recorded in 1973 and re-released in 2008 by Vanguard Classics. One of the most famous of the Waverly Consort's early programs was a semi-stage production featuring the Cantigas de Santa Maria, which they toured internationally. The resulting CD was their landmark 1972 recording of a number of the Cantigas, which included not only music, but also recitation of the texts artfully placed before the pieces and over musical interludes and introductions. This is Cantiga 117, Toda Causa.
This miracle is of a woman paralyzed for working on the Sabbath, for she had promised to keep it holy. Her doctors were helpless, so she was sent to St. Mary of Chartres, where she repented and was cured. From the 1972 recording Cantigas de Santa Maria, Medieval Verse and Music in the Court of Alfonso X El Sabio. That was the Waverly Consort, directed by Michael Jaffe. The Waverly Consort was known for their beautiful live performances with extensive program booklets and notes and a theatrical flair. Their Christmas programs and CDs were incredibly popular, as were their annual Christmas concerts in New York City.
Yeah.
A 14th century Italian lauda for the Christmas season, Verbum caro factum est, performed by the Waverly Consort from their CD, The Christmas Story. We're commemorating the Waverly Consort's director and co-founder, Michael Jaffe, who passed away in June of 2019. Many of the Waverly Consort's best-known recordings featured music from medieval or Renaissance Spain. The words to this one say, "I have seen the map of the world." And then it goes on to mention many places that might have been seen by a 15th century traveler, who ends the poem by declaring that of all of them, Sicily is the most beautiful.
Thank you.
I have seen the map of the world, 15th century Spanish music performed by the Waverly Consort, directed by Michael Jaffe. The New York Times obituary of Michael Jaffe included the following quote, "What we try to do is bring people into a world that they might not know. We use the music as a springboard to the spiritual experience. That's our goal. We want to involve the audience and let them imagine that they are in another time and place." End quote. Michael Jaffe passed away June 15th at the age of 81, having achieved that goal many times over. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. The writers for this edition of Harmonia were Sarah Schilling and Angela Mariani. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Wendy Gillespie, Elizabeth Clark, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.